With me is Josh Sprunger from the Traverse City branch of Thrivent Financial, which is a faith-based financial organization. It's been around for many, many years. And if you didn't catch the interview we had on Pete in the Morning show, you're going to get much more information now during the podcast portion of it. And Josh, it's always good to talk to you. I know I've known you for a few years now, and you're a great guy to work with in relationship to investing and advice that you can give. Tell me how things are going with what you're doing through Thrivent.
Yeah. Thanks, Pete. I really appreciate you letting me come in and take the time to do this podcast with you. And it's exciting. Things are really, really happening at Thrivent here in Traverse City. And I'd say, you know, even in the midst of chaos in the world and financial turbulence and all that thing, it's fantastic to be a part of an organization like Thrivent that has been around since 1902, and they have withstood the Great Depression. They've withstood, obviously, the world wars. You think about the 1980 inflation, the dot-com bubble crash, the 2008 recession, the 2020, and now here we are. And so Thrivent's a very stable company, and I'm excited to be a part of them, celebrating 5 years here with Thrivent. As well as just a little bit about my background is before I came to Thrivent, I was on staff at a local church for 8 years, and I've always had a passion of helping connect the two worlds of faith and finances. And so to have that be my main role that I get to wake up every morning and go do and connect is a dream come true.
That is great. You know, I'm all thumbs when it comes to finances. I know that sounds bad.
You're not the only one, Pete.
Self-deprecating here, you know, but I need people like you, Josh. And I find so much more confidence in what my IRA is doing and all that kind of stuff when I know that you're following biblical principle.
Yeah.
And it shows because you're, first and foremost, you're a super friendly guy and you reach out, but you genuinely care about people. And when you have that mentality, it eases people's minds. I remember sitting across the table from you just about a year or so ago talking about, you know, the decline of the markets, you know, and all that stuff. And I go, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And you gave really good advice about it. And so that poses a question, Josh.
Yeah.
I know that there are people out there concerned. I mean, obviously, there's probably good reason for them to be concerned.
Yep.
So how will you mitigate some of those concerns?
Yeah, and I think communication is key and having honest conversations. I mean, people that are married know that the best way to work through just fears and concerns is having those conversations. And so, you know, having a conversation with a financial advisor, I mean, I've self-deemed myself as a financial pastor, somebody who is here to really do three things. Educate people that, you know, don't have all the lingo or don't understand all the financial things on even a basic level. But secondly is to encourage them. To encourage them to have the conversation, to open up, to be honest. Let's lay it all out on the table. And then thirdly, like you talked about with setting up IRAs, Thrivent also does life insurance and other insurances. But to equip people, you know, to say, okay, now that we're being educated, now that we're being encouraged, there also comes a time to be equipped. And so, you know, when I think of myself as a financial pastor to educate, encourage, and equip, but the thing that sets it apart is to do it God's way for God's glory. And you know, that's what you were talking about, to be a part of Thrivent, who is a Christian faith-based organization who desires to see Christians thrive in their finances. And so, you know, that would be my biggest thing, you know, for people that are just trying to figure out as we're in this environment of the highest inflation we've seen in over 40 years. There's a lot of people that are just nervous or they're a little scared on what they're going to do. And so for me, my encouragement to them would be to reach out and have an honest conversation. And so one of the things that I love about Thrivent is, you know, we can sit down and we can have, a free initial consultation that allows people to just come in, have a meet and greet. Mm-hmm. I've once heard it said that, you should interview or meet with several financial advisors just to see if it's a good fit. Your financial journey, just like your faith journey, is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so to be able to take that step on a journey that you're going to get into, having somebody that's going to help you navigate the financial journey, storms, life path that it brings would be really good just to sit down and have a conversation.
And that's the kind of thing that people are looking for right now, especially in the financial climate that we're in right now.
Yeah.
They're looking for people who aren't going to go to extremes. They're not going to say, you know, the sky is falling.
Yep.
Even though it certainly feels like it is, you know. And again, you can have the freedom if your client is willing to have that faith element in your conversation. I don't think you necessarily open it up that way, but I'm just saying with the knowledge of those who sign up with Thrivent Financial, you can see, maybe get some principles that are found in God's word in relationship to our finances.
Yes.
And apply it to the situations that you are in. And boy, you just can't get that from any other financial institution out there, folks.
Right. Yeah.
Really, there isn't. Let me just go back a little bit and remind people that coming up on Friday, July 22nd at Turtle Creek Stadium here in Traverse City during the Pitt Spitters game, it's going to be Faith Night. And you've put together a great lineup of stuff.
Yeah.
So why don't we remind our listeners now of what's going to happen?
Yeah. July 22nd, Friday night is going to be Faith Night. It's going to be a special night. Typically doors open at 6 p.m. This night they're going to open at 5 p.m. and they're going to have an hour of programming where it's going to be testimonies from Roger Mason. Also, the Pitt Spitters field manager is going to be there giving his testimony. There's going to be the very own Fuel FM's Jason and Gabe, mm-hmm. They're emceeing, and it's just going to be a wonderful night to celebrate our faith at Turtle Creek Stadium.
I think it's awesome because you know this public stadium,
yeah,
and they're allowing you guys to do this. This is really cool.
Yes.
I think that's kind of an anomaly in our culture today to allow Christians to come in there and proclaim it in a public stadium, it seems. But that's neat.
Yep.
You've had that relationship. Yep. And this will be the second night or the second time you've done this?
Yeah, yeah. So last year had a celebration event there that went extremely well. And so this the beginning of this year, the Pitt Spitters actually reached out to me and said, hey, how do we how can we do more of a partnership with a faith night? And so they've been fantastic in helping line up some of the testimonies with obviously their very own players and coaches. But the other thing too is that I just want to talk about for a minute is it was really neat for the Pitt Spitters when they reached out to me to say, Josh, for you and Thrivent to sponsor this event, what would be a win for you? What would, and I said, you know what? I want people to know about Jesus.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, you know, how can we tell people, yeah, it's great. They're going to hear about Thrivent, but more importantly, how can they hear about Jesus? And so it's been fantastic for them to come on board and say, hey, let's get some of our players. Let's bring in a former World Series pitcher, Roger Mason, to come in and share his testimony to continue to tell people about Jesus and to have Christian music proclaiming Jesus' name. So I think for me, that's what I'm most excited about as we do it. And like you said, to do it in that public arena and to hopefully draw people in early. Again, this is a special night. Typically doors don't open this early. And so it's really neat that the Pitt Spitters are willing to do this.
Well, don't forget the date. It's July 22nd. It's a Friday night. Doors open for those who are involved with Faith Night at 5 p.m. And that segment will be 1 hour. And for $15, that includes a box seat to the game. early access, of course, to the Faith Night program. And much more. There will be a spectacular fireworks as well.
I was going to say, don't forget those fireworks. And they are good. They do a wonderful job.
So the way you could do it is go to pitspitters.com and use the promo code FAITH22 when you purchase your tickets. Again, that's pitspitters.com. Use the promo code FAITH22 and you can be part of it. And please tell your friends and family to go. Because it will be a blessing to you and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And by the way, I think the Pittsbitters are getting closer to be more of a contender for the championship. I know that they went through a couple slumps and they're starting to come back a little bit. So there's still hope on the horizon for the Pittsbitters to win the Northwoods League once again. Last year was quite a dynamic.
Two times in a row. They've done it. So they got to defend here for the third. I'm pulling for them.
They'll step up.
Yeah.
Anyway, any final thoughts about those who may be interested? I mean, because I know that there's people right now that are concerned.
Yep.
About their finances, their future, and all that stuff. What kind of, if you could think off the top of your head, what kind of advice would you give them if they came to your office?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, and I think what I love most about the way Thrivent has even equipped me is to be able to help anybody that walks through the doors. Mm-hmm. And there's so much that, like I just kind of unpacked with the educate, encourage, and equip. But I think most of the time, a lot of people, they just don't know. And so, I would encourage them to reach out to me and to say, Josh, I want to know more about how just things are being impacted in the financial world. Can you help explain it? And for most of my college career, I went into education. My mm-hmm. parents were both longtime educators. And so I've always had this heart of a teacher. To be able to educate people. And so I think, for people to just have an understanding of how their finances are working would be the biggest encouragement that I would give, because so many times we just don't know what we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have to take that next step of just saying, I want to try to know more.
Right.
I want to try to learn more. And so I really try hard as a financial pastor, financial advisor, to educate first, and then as people get educated, then they can help make an informed decision. Which I joke around about it. I said I'm an advisor. I'm here to advise.
Yeah,
it's ultimately you're that gonna make the final decision.
Right.
I'm gonna help you. Give you the best advice that I can. But at the end of the day, I really want to empower you to be able to make the final decision. Right. And people don't know how to do that unless they have the knowledge.
Yeah. And again, the financial climate right now is white hot.
Yes.
In relationship to concerns.
Yes.
Okay. And I think you can come and help people with a biblical perspective about finances. Maybe you even look up in the Word of God. Right.
Yes.
There on the table.
Yeah.
And tell them, what does the Bible say about this kind of situation?
Yeah.
And that is the big benefit of Thrivent Financial. And of course, of you, Josh Sprunger, who is kind of a financial pastor, as you say.
Yeah.
I really appreciate what you do. And I thank you for advising my wife and I in our financial investments as well. So, and again, don't forget Faith Night, July 22nd. Go to pittsbitters.com. Use the promo code FAITH22 for a great night of fun, faith, and what can I do with another F?
Fun.
Family.
Yeah, family. There you go. Yeah.
Josh, thanks for joining me today. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
But before you leave, tell me how they can contact you.
Yeah, I was just on the website this week at WLJN, Fuel FM. Has all the links with the business underwriting partners on there,
right.
And there's a great place. Just on, you click on the Thrivent logo, and it takes it directly to my contact. I still answer the phone too at 231-486-6021, so you can call the phone number there too. Or just stop in. We're only a couple blocks away here from the radio station at 515 West 14th Street.
All right. Good deal. Josh, thanks, bud.
Yeah, appreciate it, Pete.